Welcome to the practice of sitting meditation. By taking this time to sit quietly with yourself, you will begin to develop the ability to live your life more fully and more awake. Your relationship with yourself is the most important relationship you will ever have. Now is the time to nurture that relationship in a particular way called mindfulness. Mindfulness is about being present with each moment, without needing to change it in any way. The benefits of mindfulness will unfold for you as you make this practice a part of your life. To begin the regular practice of meditation, it is helpful to create a space that supports your practice, one where you can sit comfortably and not be interrupted. Allow this to be a time when you set aside the need we often have to be constantly doing something. Instead, allow this to be a time when you can experience this state of simply being. This is here where your life is happening. Sit in a chair or on a cushion on the floor. Your back is straight and erect, but not stiff or tense. Your hands are resting in your lap or on the arms of the chair. If you are using a chair, your feet are flat on the floor and your back is not resting against the back of the chair, but you are doing the work of sitting straight. This posture supports you in meditation by helping you stay awake. The key is to sit erect, yet relaxed, in a posture where you can sit relatively still throughout the meditation period. Allow your eyes to gently close and become aware of your body sitting. Notice the sensations of touch and pressure where your body makes contact with the chair or floor. Back straight, body relaxed. Spend a minute scanning the body for any tension you might be holding and consciously letting it go. Relaxing into the posture of sitting. To help you relax, let your next three breaths be deep and slow. Now, allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm, and just become aware of the fact that you are breathing. Becoming aware of the movement of the breath as it moves into your body and as it moves out of your body, not trying to manipulate the breath in any way, but letting the breath breathe itself, easily and smoothly. Being fully aware of each in-breath and fully aware of each out-breath. Spend a little time noticing where you experience the sensation of breath most prominently. It may be at the tip of your nose, the breath moving in and out of your nostrils, or you may notice the breath most prominently as the rising and falling of your chest, or the rising and falling of your abdomen. Now choose the place where you experience the breath most vividly, in the nostrils, the chest, or the abdomen. Relax and softly rest your attention on the breath in this place. Being present for the full duration of each in-breath and the full duration of each out-breath. Noticing, is the breath long or short? Is it deep or shallow? Bring curiosity and interest to each breath. Observe each breath as precisely as possible. You will notice that your mind will wander away from the breath to thoughts, feelings, sounds, or bodily sensations. This is perfectly okay. It's simply what the mind does. It's not a mistake or a failure. It does not mean that you cannot meditate. When you notice that your awareness is not on the breath, congratulate yourself, for you have become awake to the present moment. And then gently, but firmly, escort your awareness back to the sensations of the breath. Time and time again, your mind will wander off. Just be aware of it as soon as you can, and gently bring your awareness back to the breath, back to the present, back to the moment-to-moment observing of the flow of your breathing. Imagine riding the waves of breath as you would ride the waves of an ocean, using the breath as an anchor to refocus you back to the present. Not trying to do anything, not trying to get any place. Simply being with your breathing. Simply being totally here in each moment with each breath. Now, while you maintain the awareness of your breathing, seeing if it is possible to expand your field of awareness around your breathing so that it includes a sense of your body as a whole. Feeling your breath and becoming aware of all the sensations in your body at the same time. In particular, noticing the sensations of touch and pressure where your body makes contact with the chair, cushion, or floor. Observing the flow of breath into and out of the body while being aware of whatever bodily sensations arise in each moment. Again, if you notice that your mind has wandered off, gently escorting it back to your breathing and to the sense of your body as you sit here. Not going anywhere, not doing anything, simply being, simply sitting. There may be times when the sensations in your body become quite intense and overwhelming, making it very difficult to stay focused and concentrated. If this happens, there are two alternatives. One is to mindfully shift to a more comfortable position. If you choose this option, just be aware of the intention to move before you actually move. Readjust your position and remember that choosing to move is not bad or good. It's just about being aware and open to the present moment. Second, you may choose to work with the intense sensations in your body, not moving your body, but staying still. Let your attention move to the part of the body that's feeling intense sensation, experiencing it, putting the mind right there in the knee or the small of your back or wherever it may be. Direct the breath into the area of discomfort, breathing into it, and breathing out with it. Totally experiencing what your body is saying to you right now and responding to it by opening and softening rather than tensing and resisting. Directing your breath into the sensation and out of the sensation so that even in the intensity, you may find stillness and acceptance. This may be difficult. Simply be aware of your reactions, observing them, as well as the sensations. When the intensity subsides, just reestablish a spacious awareness of the body as a whole and of the breath as it moves in and out of your body. Now, letting your breath and your body fade into the background. Move your attention to hearing, to whatever sound presents itself to you. Notice that there is no effort required in order to hear sound. No need to reach out for it. Sound simply makes itself known to you. You might find that one sound will become prominent then another, following each sound as it becomes prominent and then fades away, focusing all of your attention on hearing from one moment to the next. Notice any judgments you might have about a particular sound, thoughts that you like it or dislike it, it's a noise, it's beautiful. Let the judgments go and coming back to the pure essence of hearing, nothing extra. Sitting in stillness, aware of sound, aware of the space between sounds, aware of silence, moment by moment by moment. And again, if you notice that your mind is distracted, as soon as you become aware of it, gently escorting your attention back into the present, back to your breath, and then once again moving your attention back to sound. Now, let sounds fade into the background and focus your attention on your thoughts, purposely becoming aware of your thoughts as they move through your mind. So rather than thoughts being distractions, we will now focus and open to the observation of the thinking process itself. When a thought arises, simply note that it has occurred, without getting caught up in the content or the storyline. Let the thoughts rise and fall naturally. When thoughts do not arise, rest in the simplicity of silence. If you find that you are not just observing thoughts, but getting drawn into them and the story they tell, you may find it helpful to use the technique of mental noting. When you notice a type of thought, just respond by giving it a label, such as remembering, planning, worrying, regretting, or just simply the note of thinking. If you use noting, it should be done very softly, like a whisper in the mind. If you become completely lost in thought, you can always recenter yourself by coming back to the breath. Focus on a few breaths, then let the breath fade into the background and, once more, becoming aware of thoughts. You might notice that some thoughts are connected to emotions, such as sadness, anxiety, or fear. Just be aware of the emotion, aware of the thought. Let them both be present without needing to react to them or pursue them or change them. Thoughts and emotions are like waves in the mind. If you're not bothered by them, they become calmer and calmer. Now, for the remaining time, allow your attention to expand and become spacious and open. Be present and aware of everything as it comes and goes. If thoughts come, observing thoughts. If sounds, observing sounds. If pain, then pain. And if it is the breath that is the most predominant, being with your breathing from moment to moment. Just sit in stillness, looking for nothing, and being sensitive and present with it all, just as it is, just as it unfolds. Fully open, fully aware, without getting caught up in any of it, no matter what it is at this moment, allowing it to arise and pass away from moment to moment. Remember to stay relaxed and bring a quality of patience, kindness, and gentleness to your awareness. Again, if you become completely lost in thoughts or sounds or bodily sensations, you can always bring your attention back to the breath, bringing you back to the present, allowing yourself to become centered, and then opening your awareness to experiencing everything as it arises and falls. There is no particular state that we are trying to achieve. As best you can, simply allow the present to unfold without needing to change it in any way. As this sitting comes to an end, acknowledge that you have spent the time that it takes to be present for your life, knowing that you can always use your breath as an anchor to bring you back into the present, back to a state of relaxation and stillness and peace.